Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Some Republican voters in today's primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska are apparently not happy that Donald Trump is their only real choice. In Lincoln, Nebraska, one voter said he cast his ballot for Ted Cruz, even though the Texas senator is out of the race. Another GOP voter said his choice didn't even make the top four. Meantime, NPR's Mara Liasson reports that later this week, all eyes will be on Washington as the party's de facto nominee meets with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
On Thursday, Paul Ryan and Donald Trump will meet at the Capitol. Ryan's Priebus, the chairman of the party, will be there, and so will a lot of other Republican elected officials. This is a chance to see if those two Republican leaders, the likely nominee and the highest-ranking Republican in the government, the Speaker of the House, can see eye-to-eye on anything.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Democrats are also casting ballots today. Bernie Sanders is looking for a win in West Virginia. Ted Cruz is wrapping up his first day back in the Senate since dropping out of the race last week. Cruz ran as an outsider during the campaign. As NPR's Elsa Chang explains, he gave no indication he plans to change that approach with his Senate colleagues.
Ted Cruz, the Republican senator who ran against Washington during his entire presidential campaign, returned to work in the Senate, saying he will continue pushing for the same things he pushed for on the campaign trail. As for whether he'd re-enter the race, if he did see a path forward, he said something like maybe.
We've withdrawn from the campaign, and it's in the hands of the voters. If circumstances change, we will always assess change circumstances.
After his remarks, Cruz walked into his office where his staff greeted him with a loud welcome back. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Nearly a week after a massive wildfire erupted in the Canadian oil sands region of Alberta, people are starting to get a look at their damaged homes. In the one-time boom town of Fort McMurray, some houses were burned to their foundations. Jerry Clark is the manager of the Edmonton Emergency Reception Center, housing thousands of evacuees from Fort McMurray. He says in what was an emotional day, some people got to see video of their neighborhoods.
There was a kind of the positive thing that they finally got to see home again, something that they haven't seen since they've been evacuated. There's others that recognize neighborhoods that might have been where their home was.
80 to 95% of the homes do remain intact there. Officials say around 2,400 homes and buildings were damaged by flames, though. The nation's employers were posting plenty of openings in March, but apparently were not doing so much hiring. According to the Labor Department, its job opening numbers rose by 2.7% to 5.76 million, the most since September. Over analysts say that could point to increased hiring in coming months. Job openings were up in areas including manufacturing, professional and business services, and government. On Wall Street today, stocks gained ground. The Dow was up 222 points to 17,928. The NASDAQ rose 59 points today. You're listening to NPR. An attorney for the owner of the movie theater where a heavily armed man opened fire in 2012, killing a dozen people and wounding more than two dozen others, says there is no way the gunman could have been stopped. The lawyer calling convicted shooter James Holmes a mad genius determined to kill. Some of the victims have contended lack security at the theater chain was in part to blame. Holmes was sentenced to life in prison last year after a jury failed to unanimously agree whether he should be given the death penalty. A former British government minister says Germany actually had veto power over details of a new relationship the UK negotiated with the European Union. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from England.
It's damaging news for Prime Minister David Cameron, who's leading a campaign urging Britons to vote next month to stay in the European Union. One of his former government ministers, Ian Duncan Smith, says Germany had de facto veto power in Cameron's recent talks with the EU. This is exactly what Cameron's opponents, who want to leave the EU, complain about, that the UK is yielding sovereignty to other EU countries over things that affect British citizens. Meanwhile, the British Chamber of Commerce says a poll of its members shows 54% of business people want to remain in the EU, down from 60%. The gap is narrowing with a national referendum 6 weeks away. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Ipswich, England.
A new poll out today shows about 40% of baby boomers have stayed with their employer for more than 20 years, something that may be unlikely for their children or grandchildren. A survey of 1,000 people 50 years old or older was carried out by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.